Morning, everybody. Praise God for another day. We have a lot of good readings today, and I was kind of thinking about prayer in relation to these readings, partly because I happened upon this most wonderful quote it was in my email this week, and it was from a Father John somebody, and he said that prayer is the soil in which saints grow. She's like, whoa. I mean, it just kind of shook me for a little bit. It's like, wow, that is exactly the case. Our first reading today, we hear part of a speech that our first pope gave, Pope Peter. And it was right after this thing had happened where Peter was standing there with John, and the two guys went to the temple at the 3 o'clock hour of prayer. And they go and they pray, and then they happen upon this crippled man, and they pray over him, and he's healed. And there's people that see this, and they begin to be like, well, like they're just like their minds and their everything is blown away because they have seen, and they think that it was something that Peter did, like Peter himself was healing. And Peter then goes on this speech about how it wasn't him. He goes, it was the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham. It was not me who did it. God worked through me, but it was ultimately God. It wasn't me. And I was thinking about how cool it was, you know, with these two guys going to the temple and praying, and how maybe like none of that would have happened had they not been praying. Their ministry of healing, their ministry of sharing the good news, their ministry of love, not possible had these two guys not gone to pray. Our gospel today shares a similar kind of thing because here we have a different two guys. And one of them is named Cleopas. The other one we don't know. These two men were on their way to Emmaus and they were chatting about things, and Jesus himself shows up. And they have this powerful moment with Jesus. And then they're like, please, Lord, stay with us. And Jesus is like, no, you know, I'm not going to in that way. I'm not going to physically be right here. I will always be with you, but not this way. And so, but then these two men are kind of praying about that encounter. And they recount it all. They pray with it. They meditate. They contemplate on what it was that happened with Jesus. And we don't know a whole lot about where these two guys end up going, except that the scripture does say they go back to Jerusalem and they share the good news with everybody in Jerusalem. And it's because this moment of contemplation and meditation probably that allowed them to go out and do what God was calling them to do. I happened to be reading, as you may know, our Holy Father has written his third exhortation. It was released, I believe, on Wednesday. I just want to read this because it's beautiful. The 23rd paragraph, Pope Francis says, "This is a powerful summons to us all. You, too, need to see the entirety of your life as a mission. Try to do so by listening to God in prayer." Pope Francis is saying is that everybody has a mission. And there's a reason that each of us was born in this time, in this place, that we're surrounded by the people we're surrounded with, that only we can accomplish what God is calling each of us to do. And that's the mission. And if we want to know if our mission is done or not, we just have to check our pulse. If we're still living, the mission isn't over yet. But we have a mission, and Pope Francis is saying we know our mission by prayer. Because prayer, as that quote I started with, prayer is the soil in which saints grow. And I think it's true for individuals. It was true for Pope Peter and John in our first reading, true for Cleopas and this other guy in our gospel, true for everyone, that when we really pray, it's amazing what happens. because the mission follows. The service follows. I remember when a lot of us went on the mission trip to Texas in the later part of December and then into January. And I was remembering how when we got there, we were all ready to get to work. And like people were getting out the chainsaws and getting out all the tools and everything. And Monsignor Schwarzkopf said, "We will have Mass first." In other words, we're going to pray first and then we'll do the work. And isn't that true for life? Because, you know, we bring our children for baptism at the very beginning of life. We start their life with a prayer. And prayer just is super important. It's the soil in which saints grow. And if we ever want to be a saint, if we ever want to find out what God wants of us, if we ever want to know what His mission is for our life, not just like the big part, like me being a priest, but like, what is my mission today? Or what's my mission this morning? What's my mission this afternoon, this semester? We pray. We pray, we pray, we pray. And then God does amazing things with producing some amazing plants. And if we want to be fruitful, we got to be in that soil of prayer, producing fruits of love, fruits of faith and hope and all the good blessings in life. We can produce them if we are rooted in this soil of prayer. So I think it's true with person to person. Like if each of our lives is rooted in prayer, then we become saints. It's also true for families, that families that are rooted in the soil of prayer, families that pray together, stay together. And they will produce amazing things. It's true for families. It's true for any kind of group of friends. I never felt closer in my life to people than when I've prayed with them. And that's in that soil of prayer that amazing friendships take root and develop and grow. And it's true for parishes. Parish that prays together, there's no stopping it. You look in the early church, the first reading recounts part of the history of the church, of the early church, and how, man, that thing was unstoppable. They were going left and right and growing. And in fact, there's numbers of how many they were growing all of the time. And it was because of this powerful life of prayer in that early church. And my friends, that's what we pray for our own parish. It's what we pray for our own families and our own lives. And so we give the good Lord thanks and we pray that we can redouble our efforts in prayer during the rest of this Easter season and for the whole of the rest of our lives. I ask...